Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It is my choice whether we fear or whether we don't. Did the Lord tell us not to be afraid?
Yes.
Only hundreds and hundreds of times. Hundreds and hundreds of times. Did he say, don't be afraid? Don't be troubled? How many times did he tell them in the Old Testament, fear not. Don't be afraid?
Yes.
Now, I think a lot of Christians have thought that was just like a standard angelic greeting. Didn't really expect you to do anything with it. It's just like, hi, how are you? Fear not. What's going on? It's a charge.
Yes, it is.
I said it's a charge. Why does it keep coming up? Why would the Lord tell you, do not fear? Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Why would he tell us that? Again and again. Have you looked this up? Have you studied this? Scores of times, hundreds of times, thousands of times in the scriptures. Why would he tell us this? Because it can remove his legal right to protect you. Fear affects things spiritually in a similar manner to faith. In fact, it's perverted faith. Being afraid of something is having confidence in its ability to hurt you. Just like God can act on your faith and has access to your life through your faith, the enemy, the destroyer, has legal access into your life through fear. Now, those of you that were with us, what was it? Last year or year before, we spent so much time on Free From All Fears. If you're interested, that's available. It's free. You can get it. But I mean, we stayed on it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Free from all fears. Fear is spiritual contraband to the Christian. You're not supposed to be caught with any. Huh? You're not. You're not supposed to have any fear at all. None. And yet, I've seen on church signs that a little fear is good. I've heard preachers talk about it. Well, they're talking their own theories and ideas. They're not talking the Word.
Right.
We are commanded not to fear.
Yes,
amen. Is it true or not?
Yes.
Let me give you some scriptures.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, don't make up your mind till you hear the Word. You should see some of the looks I get sometimes. People are like, well, now, preacher, everybody gets a scared sometimes. It's just human nature. Quit talking human nature and get in the Bible. Quit talking your experience and your theories. What somebody else said, get in the Bible. Fear is a big problem. Fear can get you out from under the secret place. And the covering. Fear can allow the enemy into your life. Fear can destroy you. What did he say? We're talking about God's part and our part. Is this our part right here? You shall not be afraid. Say it out loud.
I shall not be afraid.
Now he goes with a list. You will not be afraid for the terror by night. Nor for the arrow that flies in the day, nor for the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor for destruction that wastes at noonday. I mean, that's all from that one phrase, isn't it? What's he saying? You'll not be afraid of terror in the nighttime. You'll not be afraid of the arrow flying in the daytime. You'll not be afraid of the pestilence that walks in the darkness. You'll not be afraid of destruction that wastes at noonday. You won't be afraid. Say it out loud, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid. Now, didn't say you wouldn't be tempted to fear. This is where people get confused. But Brother Keith, it just came on me, and next thing I knew, I was afraid. And how can you help that? How can you keep? I'm glad you asked. You're in the right place tonight to find out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll set you free.
Yes, sir.
It is completely up to you whether you fear or not.
Yes.
Just like it's completely up to you whether you believe or not.
Yes.
Nobody can make you afraid. Now your head will try to tell you that's not true. Your experiences will try to tell you that's not true. But I'm telling you, the Bible will reveal it to you. Nobody, nothing can make you afraid apart from your will.
That's right.
You can choose to resist fear. You can have goosebumps double parked. You can have the hair standing up on the back of your neck. Your knees can be bumping together. Your heart can be racing. Your blood pressure elevated. You can feel terrified.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it, from your spirit, you can say, I refuse to fear. I refuse to yield to this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
I will fear no. Nothing. I will not fear anything. I refuse to be afraid of anybody or anything ever. Can you do it?
Yes.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Does it make any difference in what kind of life you have? Whether you receive or you don't. Whether you're protected or you're not. Oh, it does. We mentioned Job a bit ago. Go to the book of Job. And you will see from the Bible why all these bad things happened to Job. People say, well, I guess I'm just like poor old Job. Glory to God.
Amen.
What do you mean glory to God? Well, Job was a multi-billionaire before the attacks. Historians tell us that probably the whole ordeal of Job happened in less than a year, maybe 9 months. He had a bad year. He had a rough year. And then at the end of it, he had to repent about some things. And the Bible said the Lord healed him. So if you're like Job, you got to get healed. You have read it now, haven't you? Huh?
Yes.
The Lord healed him, turned his captivity and healed him and made him whole and gave him twice what he lost. He was a billionaire when he started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's like, poor old Job. Poor. People have done so many dumb things with the Bible. Twisted it around to make, you know, they used Job as an excuse for them to live a defeated life decade after decade. But look what happened to Job. The Bible tells you how the destruction gained access to him in Job chapter 3. If you believe the Bible, Job 3, 25. 325, are you there? What does it say? This is Job talking now, after all these terrible things have happened to him. His children have been killed. His possessions have been robbed and stolen. His body's been attacked with sickness. And what did he say? The thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come to me. This is a spiritual law. Fear, like a magnet, draws into your life what you are afraid of. Now, I'm not stepping here. I'm going to give you scripture after scripture that proves this. But out of his own mouth, why did Job say these things happened to him? He said, what I was afraid of, the thing I feared, happened to me. Listen to another translation of this. The New Living says, what I always feared has happened to me. What I dreaded has come to be. The English version says, everything I fear and dread comes true. Now go to Proverbs. Let's verify this in the mouth of more than one witness. Proverbs 10. If it's true that what you are afraid of comes into your life, and it's also true that you control whether you're afraid or not, what should you do? We live in a dangerous place. Dangerous place. Can God keep you and protect you?
Yes, sir.
Is He able to?
Yes.
I mean, in the midst of bird flu.
Yeah.
In the midst of terrorist attacks.
Yes.
Didn't the psalmist go on to say, 1,000 may fall at this hand.
Yeah.
10,000 may fall over here. Yeah. But it won't happen to me.
Thank you.
Can God do that?
Yes.
Would He do it for you?
Yes.
Do you have a part in it?
Yes.
Yes, you do. See, most people wouldn't even talk like that, would they?
No.
I mean, in half the churches, you'd walk in, if you went in and say, well, I don't care if 1,000 people die from a terrorist attack right beside me and 10,000 right on the other side of me, it won't happen to me.
Right.
People would look at them and go, oh, who do you think you are? You just never know. You just never know. Well, you don't know.
That's right.
Then you wouldn't have liked what the psalmist said.
That's right.
You don't like what the Bible says. You believe something else. Oh, but if you could believe it. If you'd be bold enough. You might as well say, somebody might have saw you come in here this evening anyway. They may already think you're one of us, so you might as well get the benefits. Some people are not laughing. So just go ahead and say it right now. Though a thousand
fall at this side.
Though 10,000 fall on the other side, it won't happen to me. Because God protects me. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, You Shall Not Fear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204C. That's R1204C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.